And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, spanning all over North Alabama. And yeah, saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Boomer, how is it possibly 4:35?
Wow. We're down 30 minutes left.
We're down, not even that. We're down to it, man. We're going to try and get in this whole section on Adventures in Woke World. I got to tell you, though, first of all, it's 4:35. Some of y'all are in go-home mode right now.
Go-home mode.
Go-home mode. You can't go home yet, Boomer. We got a few more minutes.
I was just about to walk out the door.
But some of y'all out there, it's go-home mode time. You got keys in hand. You can smell the barn. You may be thinking on the way home, what am I doing for dinner? Pray tell, what are you doing for dinner? What are you thinking?
Waffles.
Oh, you got
waffles.
Subliminal messaging here. You hear the whisper in the background. Waffles. Yeah, so Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other in South Parkway in Huntsville. They've got a menu. Phil, it's Just Love Coffee. I know it's Just Love Coffee, but they've got a menu of food items that is like outside the norm. And they like sandwiches, wraps, salads. You can do breakfast for dinner if you like. I like breakfast for dinner. You can do all that stuff. And a lot of what's kind of crazy cool is they have very unique menu items. And even their sandwiches and all that, they cook them in a waffle iron. Ah, it comes out so amazing. The texture is cool. It makes them fluffier. I don't know how that works. But anyway, just think about this. Just Love Coffee Cafe. You can call ahead, pick up an order, take it home with you, or to stay in there. They have great atmosphere at both places. Use the Wi-Fi, hang out, meet some friends. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. Boomer, you went to one in Nashville when you were up there, you said.
I did. It was so good. And I was just now looking again at the menu, so.
I see you over there looking at the menu. All right, Boomer, we're going to do it, man. You got a sound effect for Woke World, right? So here's the deal. We're going to do what we do occasionally when there's a plethora, a cornucopia, a buffet, if you will, of stories that all are just so woke, you got to do them all together. Adventures in Woke World, we call it. Hit it.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, Adventures in Woke World. Let's run down the list of some things that I've got right here. First of all, did you know that breaking news off the post-millennial dated yesterday is that Libs of TikTok has been suspended again from Twitter. If you're not familiar, Libs of TikTok, the only thing they do is take screaming liberals who post their own videos on TikTok, bring them over to Twitter, and show the whole world what's up. They don't do a lot of commentary. They don't try to do anything other than say, and here's another one. And they play it. And it just drives liberals crazy because liberals don't like the world to see what they've been doing. Well, if that's the case, why are you posting it on TikTok? Okay, so here's the thing. The lady who runs Libs of TikTok, who, by the way, has been doxxed, has been canceled. She has been, had her account shut down multiple times. She's and it's got a massive following, and it's hilarious. I mean, it's hilarious. But she says, once again, I have received a wrongful 7-day suspension as the result of a targeted harassment campaign from the left to deplatform me. Twitter claimed their account violated their, quote, hateful conduct policy. And she says, what was it? What was it this time? Was it hateful to expose all ages drag shows where a stripper performs in front of children? Was it hateful to expose the drag queen who allowed a small child to repeatedly rub their crotch? Was it hateful to expose Dr. Catherine Gast, who openly stated that she will operate on minors for gender-affirming surgeries, end quote. Says, the truth is, I don't engage in hateful conduct. I just expose the left's depravity by reporting the facts, and there's no rule against that. So they have to make up violations that I've never committed. And that's exactly right. So that's happening. I will say this, though. I find it hilarious. I mean, not hilarious. You know what? It's not. It's ridiculous. You talk about hypocrisy. So we have a situation I talked about the other day. The 1819 News broke a story that there's a left-wing group that wanted to put incredibly graphic, overly sexualized, perverse materials into schools for grade school kids here in Alabama. They broke the story, 1819 News. They actually had a video. The video was awful. It was cartooned, but it was still an awful video. Dale Jackson, my buddy who comes on the Grand Council every Thursday, every Wednesday, Dale actually retweeted the video, and Twitter shut it down and took it off and said it was objectionable. And so he literally tweets out what they want to give to school kids, but Twitter says, no, you can't show that. That's too much. Adventures in Woke World. Here's another one, townhall.com, dated yesterday. Wisconsin School District will teach sex ed and gender identity curriculums beginning in kindergarten. Yeah, you heard me. Oh, students at a Wisconsin school district will begin teaching lessons. Students will begin receiving lessons on sex ed and gender identity beginning in kindergarten after a motion to rescind that curriculum failed at the school board meeting this week. The Wauwatosa School Board met Tuesday to discuss the district's sexual education program that passed last month. The board approved the curriculum 6-1 after hours of public comment both for and against. The curriculum teaches medically accurate terms in elementary school as well as lessons on gender identity. Let me just go ahead and suggest, you may not like this, if you're teaching gender identity as being more than two genders, you are not medically accurate, all right? You cannot put those in the, but it's science. No, it's not. So second graders will be taught about gender stereotypes surrounding toys, clothing, jobs, activities. In other words, you can play with dolls if you want to, little boy. It's okay. That's what they're saying. Third graders will be taught about gender identity and consent and body image. In sixth grade, they'll be taught to define different types of sexual activities, and I'm not going to go into what they say they're going to teach. The same grade would also then learn about a range of identities related to sexual orientation, including heterosexual, bisexual, lesbian, gay, queer, two-spirit, asexual, and pansexual. Students at the high school level will be taught about abusive relationships and contraception. Parents are like, stop it! And they couldn't get it stopped. They're still going forward right now. One more before I take a call. Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock. Ugh, please, Herschel Walker. Please, Herschel Walker. You got to beat this guy. Anyway, U.S. By the way, remember that? He's a pastor? All right. Raphael Warnock, pastor. U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock said at a rally in Atlanta for seniors this week that, quote, even God gave us a choice regarding abortion. Pretty sure you're not reading the same Bible I am. Fox News reports that Warnock, the self-described pro-choice pastor, took time at the rally to speak about his support for a woman's right to choose whether or not to terminate an innocent child's life. I have a profound reverence for life, Warnock said. I also have a deep respect for choice. No, okay, let's just take death. Choice, in your words, is death. So let's rephrase that. I have a profound reverence for life. I also have a deep respect for death. That's what he's saying. He basically wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. He wants to walk that fine line. I don't want to be too controversial, y'all, but I'm going to be over here saying, you know, woman's right to choose. Got to have that woman's right to choose. Knucklehead. Adventures in Woke World. All right, let me skip. I'm probably going off topic here, but let me grab the phone real quick. Line one. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. What are you doing, man?
Coming into Nashville traffic.
Oh, that's 2 days in a row, brother.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I just passed Dave Ramsey's new enterprise back here, so if you know where that's at, you know about where I'm at.
And we know you're going to be sitting still for a while. What's yeah, up, exactly. Man? What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, with dealing with the DOJ and stuff and everything and the Attorney General, only way I see that we're going to have to do this, we're going to have to separate them from the DOJ from the presidency. Like it is in most states, you know, you vote for the Attorney General. And where they don't have to, you know, answer to him, because the way it is right now, you know, well, he's not Joe Biden's lapdog, but he's whoever's running the country's lapdog right now is the Attorney General is. So,
It's a great point. Right now, the Attorney General serves at the pleasure of the president, which can get really dicey, like, go ask Jeff Sessions what that's like when suddenly the president is the subject of what you're having to deal with. But then at the same time, when you have a liberal president, you don't have the luxury of having a conservative attorney general. And I've been glad multiple times that in Alabama we actually elect our AG. But then again,
right,
that also puts them in a position of being political, because then they have to align with the party and they have to run for office. And I don't know. It's a two-edged sword here, but I would love to see the DOJ get apolitical again.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to do something, because right now we're living under tyranny. I mean, you know, it's obvious. If you look up the definition of tyranny, we're there. And I'm afraid if they keep doing the way they're doing, people are going to have to exercise their constitutional amendments and stop these people.
Well,
I don't know if you can vote them out.
Let's hope it doesn't get that far, and let's hope that by saying that on the radio, they're not coming to knock on your door.
I know, but I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, that it's what they're doing is against the law. Basically, we have a two-tiered justice system in this country, and that's not legal.
Yeah, and I can't figure, too. I mean, they had to know there was going to be blowback from some of this stuff. Like the Mar-a-Lago raid, they had to have known there was going to be blowback. But the thing where they arrested this Catholic pro-life activist here most recently, did they not think anybody was going to speak out about 20 armed agents coming to the home of a pro-life guy who just literally had a potential misdemeanor offense? I mean, what do they think was going to happen? We're all going to go, oh wow, that's nothing to see here.
The trouble is, Phil, what are you going to do about it for the next 2.5 years? I mean, what can anybody? I mean, they can't. I don't know. Can Congress impeach him?
They can. Congress can try to impeach. Congress can. I mean, I think that right now, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas needs to be impeached. I think that Merrick Garland deserves at least a review on impeachment. And I'll be honest, I think that we ought to consider whether or not the Biden administration deserves some measure of impeachment at the upper levels, meaning the presidency itself. There's so much dereliction of duty and so much overextension of, you know, knowingly violating constitutional rights that you look at it and go, when does it stop? And I guess it only stops when you get called in on potential impeachment. I don't know. Hey, Jeff, got to go, man. We're up against the break. You be careful in that traffic out there, bud.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Listen, Boomer, take us to the break. We'll take the last break of the day. Come right back. I got a few more of these adventures in woke world. Some of this stuff. Wow. We'll see how far we can get. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, man. That's one of the best bumps. I mean, and not because Ted Nugent was on the show. It's just one of the best bumps.
It's just good. It has a good. Oh,
that's the one he chewed you out for, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, when during the interview, played Aerosmith, and he's like.
Yeah, I got cussed out by Ted Nugent.
In a friendly sort of laughing way.
Oh, absolutely. It was, you know, now I can just say that. It was part of it.
Uncle Ted made sure you knew what he thought. Boomer.
It was exactly that. Boomer, are you playing?
Boomer, you blankety blank. What the blankety blank's wrong with you playing Aerosmith when you got Ted Nugent on?
Oh, yes.
That was hilarious. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm continuing on, final segment here. Adventures in Woke World. Let's go and refresh the sound effect, would you please?
Adventures in Woke World.
We're not the only ones that are dealing with woke stuff. So FoxNews.com has an article dated yesterday. Christian parents win in court after their 6-year-old is labeled transphobic in school. God. This came from the United Kingdom, though. This came from Great Britain. Two Christian parents in the United Kingdom have prompted the government to revise its gender-related guidance for children. First of all, why did the government have gender-related guidance for children that could have gone this far anyway? When the school labeled their 6-year-old as potentially transphobic. So here's the deal. Nigel and Sally, there is no more British name than Nigel. That is the most British name of all names. I'm not sure what would be the most American name, Duke or something like that, but anyway, Nigel. Nigel and Sally Rowe explained to Fox News Digital how they first raised concerns with their son's Isle of Wight primary school after he came home confused by the school's transgender-affirming policies towards his male classmates who decided to identify as girls. So first of all, 6 years old, cannot decide life issues. They don't have the capacity at this point to decide life issues. They're still trying to figure out how to put on their shoes. It's just real, man. Nigel said of the case, to cut a long story short, he said, in the school, when our boys were 6 years of age, in the classroom, one of their friends decided to transition from being a boy to a girl. It was just announced to the kids, and therefore, when we heard, we objected to that. So, mother and father went down to the school to meet with the parent, the teachers. It says, we met with the son's teachers at the time about the issue. We sent a letter to the school laying out our concerns about gender policies. They were reportedly met with a cold response. Instead of listening to their concerns, they said the school sent them a letter that accused both of them and their young son of potential transphobic behavior. So they accused a six-year-old of being transphobic. No, he's confused because you confused him. And they took him to court, and they won. Here's one I like. Top unions. This is a totally switching the gears, but we're still in woke world. You know, unions have been pushing liberal agendas to no end and have been emboldened lately under the Biden administration. Well, story off the freebeacon.com dated yesterday, top unions lost nearly 250,000 members after the court struck down the mandatory membership requirements. So how about that? I mean, it's been so long, it went on for so long that unions were allowed to mandate that you had, the law of the state would even mandate participation in the union. Well, how can they not be powerful when they're collecting dues and it's mandatory? The nation's four largest government unions lost more than 200,000 members after the Supreme Court ruled that public sector workers could opt out of union membership, according to a report released Wednesday. Friends of mine who run the Commonwealth Foundation in Massachusetts, they came out with this report. The National Education Association, the NEA, the American Federation of Teachers, the Service Employees International, SEIU, and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees lost a total of 219,000 members. Now, at the same time, in Congress, unions are pushing for what they call the PRO Act. The PRO Act, which would limit employment for independent contractors and would also put an end to right-to-work laws like in Alabama. Right-to-work means you can work without being in a union. And 28 states have right-to-work laws, and they want this legislation passed in Congress that would ban that. I got a call? I do have a call. All right, line one. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens. How are you doing, my friend? We got about a minute and a half.
I know it. I'm doing well. Listen, this pertains to wokeness in that a lot of wokeness could be taken care of if we just taught the Constitution again.
Yeah, go for
it. And I am interviewing a fellow tomorrow who is running for school board in Limestone County, and I'd like to encourage you to have him on your show because this is what got him going. He is a teacher. I mean, he didn't spend his entire career in education, but he taught in private school and in public school, and he also coached. And he was taking his grandkid to the ER, and the kid had an assignment, and one of the questions on the assignment was, what were the three ways that you can change the Constitution? And what the answers were Supreme Court.
Huh.
Yeah. Supreme Court, citizenry rising up, and having an amendment go through Congress.
Huh.
And he thought, that's it. We're getting the Constitution back in the schools. And so I met him the other day at the Alabama Republican Women's Luncheon, and he's going to be in the next edition of that paper.
All right, well, tell me real quick, Allie, the music's already playing. What's his name? You said it to me, and I can't
Henry
remember.
Henry Fudge.
Say again?
As in chocolate fudge. Henry Fudge.
Awesome. All right, well, tell you what, I'll have to look for your interview, and maybe we can get him on the show sometime soon.
We'll do it, sir.
That's it, my friend. The music's playing. I got to run. Appreciate you. All right. Listen, folks. Right Side Radio will be here tomorrow, and you're going to want to be in tune with us at 3 o'clock, especially for the interview with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. It's an amazing interview. All right. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We'll see you. You have a great night.